Good freaking morning. Hello.
Lordy.
Episode 28. Wow. Oh my gosh. So happy.
Longest fucking week ever.
Well, no, I don't feel like it was.
Really?
I feel like this week went so fast. I'm like, we just recorded like yesterday, didn't we? But no, we didn't. No, I feel like I had a lot to do over the week. So I feel like maybe it just was like,
oh, I was like, we for sure had a fucking weekend. That is.
Yeah, we did. No, I literally went. So Thursday night when I went to a concert, got shit canned, right? Came home.
What time did you get home?
Boot and rallied. God, I have no clue, but boot and rallied, that's for fucking sure. Woke up and then went to the Nevada Day game.
My game.
Silver Knights.
I finally found her. She's eating popcorn. And so yeah. I sit down in that aisle and she's like, bro, I'm so hungover right now.
Literally was like, I'm
on the bright side, you don't look it.
Yeah, I at least like I pulled it together, that's for sure. But I was sitting next to this older man, and he was just like chit-chatting with me the whole time. He was like when the ice guard, I forget what they're called on for sober nights. Yeah, the Chevaliers.
Ice crew. There's some terms.
The ice crew came out. He was like, oh, now the show begins. He was like, this is the only reason I came. I was like,
that's so cute.
And he was like, and I know you only came for the cute boys. I was like, obviously. He was funny. We were bantering.
Okay, I was like, is this a fight picking kind of comment?
No. He totally, because the Chevaliers are the pretty girls. And then, you know, obviously. So he was like, and I know you will make it for cute boys. I was like, you're right. I was like, honestly, read me to filth, sir. But he was funny. And then he was asking me, Silver Knights do a close up cam, or they did that day. And they did it that day. Because then he turns to me and he was like, have you ever been on the Jumbotron? I was like, sir, let me tell you. Yes, I have. And
like,
every
go actually.
Every single time, I'm never paying attention. So someone has to tap me on the shoulder and be like, bitch. And I'm like,
as soon as I tell you, it's gone.
It's gone.
Every time. Canadian friends did it and they're like, hey. And we're just like here on our phone. We look up, and then it's just, oh.
And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm never paying attention. And then, and I told him, I was like, and then I had the unfortunate thing happened where not only was I on the Jumbotron, but also that clip made it onto the TV broadcast, and people saw me yawning drunk at home. So that was
fun. I hate
fun.
That I missed that one.
I cannot believe
like,
you missed
obviously
that one.
I was
because it was
a great time, but
it was me, a Chicago Blackhawks fan, a Golden Knights fan, and like it was just us and three, and I'm Black just Hawks yawning.
Like, it was you, Blackhawks fans.
Yeah. It was rough. So I told him about that, and he was like, "Well, they need to get you on the Jumbotron now, so that the guys can score." And I was like, "You're right."
I love how that's part of it.
Yeah. Well, and then after the first period, he was like, so are you going to like let them know that they need, because no one had scored Colorado had scored.
Ew.
And we were losing. So our Knights were losing. And I was like, he turns to me and he goes, hey, I'm going to go like stretch my legs. And I was like, okay, work. And he was like, make sure to like text the guys and be like, pick it up, score a goal. And I was like, no worries. I'm texting the coach right now. It was just so funny.
Awesome.
It was just,
guys, that's cute.
Yeah, it was so funny. It really made the whole experience. But like, also, I'm sitting there hungover and I'm just like, I don't know.
I will say the one thing about you is that when you're hungover, you really cannot tell.
I rally.
I think I've only noticed in like severe cases.
Yeah.
Because All-Star I've witnessed weekend. All of it.
Yeah.
But no, you can't tell me.
But I rally.
But I look like I'm fucking dead.
I rally so fucking hard. And that night, then we went to XS, which was super fun. It was for our bestie's birthday.
Can I just say real quick?
It was super fun.
I got the call up.
The call up?
2 hours beforehand. Ricky shoots me a text. He's like, hey, bitch, are you free? And I was like, oh, my God, this is it.
Like, this is my moment. Like, this is my time.
This is my time.
This is my time in the majors.
Oh, my God, I'm choking. That's what it felt like, literally. Because you guys always go to XS. I've never been with you.
Yeah.
I've gone out with you guys, really, to, like, disco night.
Yeah. No, and that's Ricky was like a fucking thing.
But even then, I was like, oh, I don't really go out. I didn't think much of it.
Yeah. You
know, Ricky's friends, his birthday. So I was like, all right, I'll go get drinks with him another time. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, bitch, are you free? I just got home. Longest fucking day. Right?
We
had this morning. I had to take my brother to go pick up a car, and then the car wasn't ready. And then I had to go to work. And then I have ranted at work about my other job. And it was just everything.
Everything. Busy day.
I still had my game makeup on. And he shoots me the text. And I was like about to go to dinner with like my mom or something.
Yeah. Like,
oh my God, it's happening.
You're like, here we go.
I downed a shot of espresso, took some Advil, and got my ass in an Uber. I was like, let's go. And oh my God, we had a night.
We had a night. And let me tell you, once again, went home, not quite as shit canned as Thursday, but went home, hungover as fuck the next day, and went to work.
FaceTime was incredible. So I remember I got home at 4 a.m.
We did great.
Don't ask how we Ubered.
Yep. That's how.
Well, I know that much.
I had
like the biggest heart to heart with my Uber driver about what? I cannot tell you. I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know. It was nice though. She was cool. Literally, I remember because I went to bed at like 4:30, 4:45. I ate food when I got home, apparently.
Oh, good for you. I didn't.
Literally, this is why we made nice casseroles. So,
yeah.
Excuse me. Woke up literally 2 hours later. It was like 8 a.m. Not even. It was like 7:30. And I was sitting on the floor of my shower and I was like, oh my God, I feel great right now.
Yeah.
No fucking idea how. Literally, I was texting another guy on the team. I was like, you're going to think this is hilarious because I was working with him that day.
Yeah.
And he was like, go the fuck back to bed. And I was like, I really can't.
I'm
in a bit of a mood right now. This is great.
Yeah. Meanwhile.
But that never happens.
Yeah.
Ever. I always hate life.
Meanwhile, Avery has a screenshot of me simultaneously brushing my teeth and using a face roller to like... And bring down the puffiness. The
screenshot so great is
Ricky laughing.
I could not have timed that better.
My roommate just loves to laugh at me.
I was asking him too. He's like, do you have any videos from outside? And I was like, no good ones.
So many.
And he was like, what happened to this person? I was like,
no clue.
I have no fucking idea. And he was like, oh my God. It was great.
It was great.
It was definitely a bagel kind of morning, but I didn't have any bagels.
Yeah. Avery FaceTimed me as I'm like scrambling to get to work. I had to pet sit. I had to get over to the Smith Center. Like there was a lot.
You had to get gas. You had to get food. Like,
yeah.
Girl was going.
And somehow I was only 5 minutes late.
Literally. Well, you did great. I'm impressed. Oh, yeah. I'm impressed. I sat with her through all of this.
Well, the crazy thing about that too was that day we had a new manager at Hamilton. So literally this girl just like came in and I hadn't met her yet. So for like, I think it was Friday, Saturday, she's leaving today. Literally Friday she got there. Saturday was my first day with her. And I get there and somehow this literally came up. I was like, full disclosure. This is maybe like 20 minutes into my shift. I was full disclosure. I'm hungover as hell. And Alane, she was like, I love that for you. I was like, thank you, Alane.
As long as you do your shit, you're good.
Yeah. She was like, as long as you get the job done, I really don't care.
Being grown.
I was like, work.
So funny. But like you were having that morning. Meanwhile over here, I washed my hair. I was wearing real clothes to go to my other game. I was eating food. I made a coffee. I had to go pick up another girl from team, take her to go like exchange a pair of shoes or something. Then we went to go get food. I was living. We had to get to the arena early because it was our fright night.
Yeah.
So we had like face paint and stuff. And that's when it hit.
Yeah.
That is when the exhaustion hit, is when I had to go put makeup on. I had to do my hair, running like a little bit behind because two other girls needed help doing their hair. Meanwhile, everyone's getting their face painted. And then the girl sprays our face with alcohol to make it set. And I was like, that was like, oh, there we go.
Yeah. There it is.
I'm like, I had two bang energy drinks.
Oh, yeah.
I had a coffee. I was raging. And then finally it conked out on me. I was like, I gotta go home.
It conked out on me in between the two shows. So we had a two show day.
That's when it hits you. Once you get to showtime.
No, because here's what happened is the day before, my other manager, he texted me. He was like, hey, in between shows tomorrow, we're ordering you guys food. We're getting Chick-fil-A. Is this order good for you? And I was like, yeah, that's great. So he orders it and he's like, hey, food will be there between 4 and 4:10. I was like, sick. 4:50 rolls around. Act two is still finishing. Food's still not there.
What?
And he texts us. He's like, hey, it got canceled. They canceled your order. I'm getting a refund. I'm so sorry. So then my manager who was there, Alana, the new girl.
Yeah.
She was like, let me just do like an Uber Eats. I get $15 off. We'll make this happen, right? We get all the way through, or we get like halfway through our hour long break. And I told her, I was like, hey, Chick-fil-A is right around the corner. I can go pick this up.
Yeah, you're like, girl, now.
And I have the app. Like, let me just curbside pick up this and just be on my way.
That app is a saving grace.
But she was like, no, like I get $15 off. Let me just try this, right? And I was like, all right. And again, 30 minutes into our break in between shows, canceled. And I was like,
I fucking hate Uber Eats.
I was like, are you kidding me?
So me all the time.
I'm sitting there hungover. Other girls are sitting there like going through their shit. And I'm like, I need to lick an oven right now. A greasy ass stove. I don't care. Like, just give me the fucking chicken.
Wow.
So finally, I told her, I was like, Alana, I don't care how fast I have to speed down Bonneville right now, but I'm going over to Chick-fil-A and I'm picking us up food. She was like, okay, work. So the second show starts and we're in the middle of act one.
Oh God.
Yeah. No, literally I left during the show. Yeah. Holy. And I was like, bye bitches. I was like, fold this stuff while I'm gone. Cause I'm not when I come back.
Honestly, I would have half of mine just to not come back. Like I would seriously consider that.
Oh no. There wasn't enough of us on shift for that to happen, but yeah, that was just our part of the weekend. I mean, now let's get into the
happy
hockey.
Halloween.
Yeah. We spent the first half
on Halloween. We were just, that was just us.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Wow. Yeah. So,
love that for us.
Same day as Nevada Day. So this is Friday. Ducks versus Knights. Shutout.
I'm so mad I missed that game.
I know. I really wanted to be there as well. I could have.
I had time too. A friend of mine had an extra ticket.
Yeah.
But
I had time.
Like they went straight from our game. But then it turns out I had to help my brother and all this other stuff.
So yeah. But anyways, Knights pulled out a shutout, which was cool. Unfortunately, Drysdale got injured.
I did not know this actually until 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I'm actually so upset about it.
That's I feel bad.
That's an L for the Ducks. So Jamie Drysdale has to have shoulder surgery. He is out possibly the rest of the season.
See, I didn't know the part that he had to have surgery. I didn't read that part until just now.
The broadcast today, and that's where I was like, oh my God.
4 to 6 months is his projection to be out, possibly just for the rest of the season. So that's sucks.
Sad. That's a huge L.
I don't know.
Honestly, it's depressing.
So far, I will say, I mean, that was what, Friday? So far, the Ducks have been doing okay without him. I'd say they're like 50-50 right now with like, we're doing good. We're kind of flopping a little bit. There have been a couple wins, a couple losses, which makes sense.
For Terry's holding this team together.
Yeah, literally. Terry and not Chris.
My God.
Oof. But I didn't know. I got that notification. I didn't know that it happened at the Knights game. So I'm like, I have to go back and watch the highlights.
I'm like, I want to know who did it.
I know. Well, and even if anyone did, or did he just lose an edge?
No, it was a hit. I did see that much. It was a hit, but I couldn't see who. He just went down. Because they showed a replay of it while I was watching a different Ducks game. That's how I learned about it. And then they said surgery, and then they said season ending. And then they showed the highlight. And I was like, yo, I was like, that is a lot to process in 5 seconds.
Oh God.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to have to send you like the highlight of it.
I just, okay. And this is related, but also just like all encompassing in terms of all hockey at all times. I would hate to be the other guy that causes an injury like that. Season ending.
Dude, I couldn't live with myself. Like,
I would be.
I thought you were a bad person, which, you know.
I would throw up. That would literally make me throw up.
I would be so fucking anxious. Like, I would be like the most apologetic bitch ever. And you know me, I'm already like that.
You're already like that.
I am already like that. Every other word out of my mouth is sorry. Like, I'm that bitch. I could not live with something like this.
I don't know how they like get over that. You know what I mean? Enough. Especially if like, if that were not just season ending, and I know in this case, it's obviously not, but career ending, like, oh.
Looking at you, Nate McKinnon.
Yeah, I'm like, that literally, how do you get over that? Like, you just ended someone's career. You just ended their livelihood. Oh, man. I would hate to be the other guy, frankly. I mean, I would hate to be either in either situation, but like,
it's just, because like, you know, either sport, hits can go bad. Like, you know, a clean hit, you could take a bad fall. Like, it's, the sad thing is that's part of it.
Yeah.
But holy fuck, is that scary.
That's fucking terrifying. Damn. I don't know. I was just thinking about that. I was like, whoever it was on the Golden Knights, like, oof.
I know. I got to go back and see who it is. Yeah. I have a feeling, I don't remember seeing the number, but if, like, it felt like it was a 9. It may have been Eichel. Do not quote me. I am not sure. This is like a solid trying to remember. I was on a bike while I was watching this. So
yeah,
as you can see.
So that stings for the Ducks. But so we totally roasted the Islanders last week.
Oh, of course we did.
And guess who pulled it together?
All they needed was a good kick in the ass.
Yeah.
From us.
Literally. And I haven't looked at the more like recent scores, but Friday they pulled off a 6-2 win versus the Canes. So that was right after we recorded. We literally dropped the episode on Friday. And then they were like, you know what? Fuck you guys.
They're like, fuck Carson and Avery. We're fine.
Oh. 6-2 win versus the Canes. And then Saturday, 5-4 win versus the Avs.
Oh shit. Did I miss that?
They fucking rallied.
Fuck Nate McKinnon.
And that was like an article like headliner. Islanders rallied to pull off 5-4 win against the.
If there is one thing in this world that you will relate to the Islanders with,
it's rallying.
That's awesome.
I am an Islander.
You are an Islander. You are Matt Barzal.
I am Matt Barzal. Thank you. So yeah, I am. Call me the Islanders. Well, you know who is not rallying right now, and our flop of the week.
Oh, we're going straight into that.
I am, only because that like transitions very well.
Oh, does it? Never mind. Keep going.
So
okay,
the Penguins have been flopping.
Crosby and his mustache.
That part. I feel like the second I say this, they're going to turn around this upcoming week and be like, win after win after win. And I'm going to be like, good.
Honestly, I kind of hope so.
Because that's just what happened with the Islanders. So maybe if we just call them out, then.
Maybe if we just roast them enough.
Yeah.
Sidney Crosby will get word and then have to fix everything.
The Penguins have been low-key flopping. So Kraken
It has not been low-key.
It's been high-key. Kraken handed the Penguins their fourth straight loss, which, wow. And then Bruins, you texted me about this. You were like, bitch, and I was at work. So I'm getting all these.
I didn't know what was going on. I was just done.
I get this notification that because Penguins were winning. I was like, oh, wow.
They were winning. I want to say it was like 5-3 or 6-3.
Yeah.
6-3, 5-3.
Yeah. It was something like fucking things.
All right. Yeah.
It was something like that. Bruins fucking pulled it together. Penguins fell apart.
I think it was literally 6-3 because I remember them being like, oh, it's now a 2-goal game. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. And then they took it into overtime.
Tied it up with like a minute left. And that's when I was like, this is not happening.
Freaking nuts.
It was fucking crazy. It was crazy. And then I heard the overtime goal because I was like doing dishes or something as I had it on.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the Penguins at first. And I was like, oh, good. Finally saved their asses. And I looked over and it was like, the biggest comeback. And I was like, no. What the fuck was that?
They've been flops.
All a start. They could not finish it.
No. And so that same thing happened last night. But instead of it going into overtime, the Sabres just said, fuck the Penguins, and completely blew them out of the water. So Penguins were up. Last time I had work last night as well, and my manager is from Pittsburgh. So I was telling her, I was like, oh my gosh, Penguins just scored, blah, blah, blah. So I'm giving her all the updates. She doesn't give a fuck.
I love
it. And but I told her, I was like, oh, Penguins are up like 3-1 right now against the Sabres. We're in the middle of selling, right? And I'm getting notifications on my watch. I look down at one point, because I don't have any customers. I look down and it's like Sabres 3. And I think at that point it was tied. It was 3-3. And I was like, what the hell happened? By this point, it's already the third period, I think.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Talk about a fuck you.
It was a freaking comeback in the third. So,
I kind of love that. I kind of love that for them.
Sabres ended up with 6. It was 6-3.
And I was like, retro night.
Yeah.
Which those jerseys are so sick.
It was crazy. Good. I stopped giving my manager updates at that point because I was like,
I don't want to hurt you.
Like, maybe I shouldn't bring this up. same manager that I met on Saturday. So I was like, we're cool. I don't want to break your heart.
You're like, I already did that once.
Yeah, I was like, I already came in here questionably, so maybe let me stay on your good side.
Dude, that's how my bosses looked at me when I showed up. They're like, because I was like the last person to show up for our team.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, side note. It was just so freaking funny. Okay. I was like running on fumes. I looked probably like I was on crack or something.
Crazy.
Crazy. And they just stared at me. They're like, are you like good? I was like, oh yeah, it was my friend's birthday last night.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, don't worry. And then I like hauled ass to do everything.
But yeah, Penguins have definitely been flopping.
Good for the Sabres. I love that for them.
Good for the Sabres. Good for the Bruins. Good for Kraken. I mean, literally all these teams are just like,
I know,
hitting them while they're down, which sucks. But
you want to know what game like really, really shocked me this week?
Oh, what?
Ducks and Sharks.
Ooh. Yeah, that one, I think
it could not have been that close for starters.
I think I was at work. What day was that?
That was 2 days ago, same night as Bruins and Pens.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We played right after.
Yeah, I was getting notifications for that one at work as well. And no, where was I?
I think you were at work or something. It wasn't Elton John. Yeah, it was Elton John night.
I was at Elton. I know. I had Tuesday off.
Something else that night. I texted you about PBR. Anyway.
Yes. So I was at Elton John and getting notifications about this. And I was like, why is Edmonton like, not Edmonton, Jesus Christ. Why is San Jose? I was looking at Edmonton right here.
Oh.
I was like, why are the Sharks doing this against the Ducks right now? What happened?
So many things that happened that game. For starters, Trevor Zegras was on crack. As we all heard his mic'd up, I'm sure. Just, I'm ready. I was like, okay, great.
Well, no, did you hear his other mic'd up where he was like, dude, are you mad because I hit you? I'm 170 or I'm 130 pounds.
He's like, really? He's
really?
I'm 75. I fucking love Zegras. If you haven't already, this is a Trevor Zegras podcast.
This is a Trevor Zegras stan account. Yeah.
Love him. But that was just really fucking funny. And then he ran like face first into the glass and complained about it. But
yeah.
good scoring on the Ducks end. I don't know how the fuck the Sharks scored as much as they did.
I don't know how. I
don't know. I know Gibson was not in net, but I don't remember the name of the backup. I do apologize. But poor guy. Poor guy was put through the ringer that night, especially because Erik Karlsson on the Sharks had his first career hat trick that night ever. Now, this is when it gets so depressing.
Yeah.
And we all know the Sharks are fucking dumb. We all know their fans, 90%, a lot of them. I said what I said.
Yeah.
Don't know what's happening at any given moment.
No.
Ever. Okay. So God bless Erik Karlsson. This is when I truly felt bad. I was like, wow, you maybe need to be on a better team because this is shit. Scored his third goal. First career hat trick. It happened. It was cleared. Everything was great. They were ready to play the puck again. Like, they were sitting there waiting for the faceoff. That's like a solid 5 minutes.
Yeah.
In real life. Like a long ass time. Long enough.
Yeah, long enough.
And then someone throws one hat. And I was like, did you just now realize that this happened? Is that how checked out or stupid that you are? And then came like five more and then a few more. And then it got to the point where one of the refs was just trying to pick it up because there was that few. And then the rest of them came. And then Erik was kind of laughing at it. But I was like, are you kidding me? I'd be pissed if that was me.
Well, and okay, where is their announcer to be like with his first career hat trick?
I don't know. There was plenty of time to announce it, but it may have been one of those things where like they announce it once the puck drops again and play's going and they just kind of say it, you know?
I get that.
But
still.
If you're watching the game, you are at your game and if you're fucking paying attention, you just tied the game up.
Yeah.
With a fucking hat trick goal with like 2 minutes left. And you don't realize it's his third one of the night. You're at the game. How are you illiterate? Like, what is wrong? The poor dude. I was like, honestly, you deserve better. I don't even
want
you, and you deserve better. That's sad.
Really sad. I mean, his third goal literally was at 17 minutes and 48 seconds.
Yeah. Like, there's like 2 minutes left.
You literally just fucking scored it up.
It's like 2:12 or something left.
Yeah.
Remember, because that's when I posted about it. Because I was like, this is not happening right now.
Yeah.
I had a solid win for the Ducks planned. I had a solid, it was at 5-3 at one point, and I was like, this seems healthy. Let's keep it there.
Yeah.
And then there was another goal. And then there was another goal. And it was so confusing. I will say one Ducks player did put the goal in his own net. That was one of them.
Ooh.
I want to say that was goal number 4 for the Sharks.
That makes sense because they
he gave went it to lift the stick. He hit the puck by accident, went right on in.
They gave it to Timo Meier unassisted. So that must have been that.
I think we all know what I was going to say to that. And I'm not going to say it on here.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that really sucks. But then, overtime, no one scores.
Overtime.
It goes all the way to a shootout.
A little bit close. I will say the Ducks started overtime with a power play. So they had the extra man. And honestly, that was their most solid power play the whole game. They were like 0 for all of them on their power plays so far. Or at least on the road. Excuse me. I'm not.
Yeah. I was like, I feel like
it might be just on the road. I'm not sure.
Ducks have not been doing well with their power plays.
It's not. And this entire game, their power plays couldn't get a clean entry, couldn't get a setup. Like, they could not get in the zone. This was a solid 2 minute nonstop in the zone setup attempt. Everything was working. And I was like, this is it. They're going to take it. This is the time to have a solid power play.
Yeah.
It's in overtime.
Definitely.
And then, somehow there were some really, really, really good shots. Klingberg set up Zegras like perfectly.
As he does.
But it just didn't click, sadly. So run out the clock. And you know what that means?
Shootout. Shootouts are so stressful for me.
I love them.
Hate them, but I love them.
I love them because they're so fair.
Yeah.
Like, if you fuck up, it's your fault.
Yeah.
I love that. Then that's on you. And that happened. One of the Sharks players could not get the shot off. And he ran out the puck, like, past the goal. It didn't even get off his stick.
Yeah, I see.
And I was like, wow, you really fucked up your team right now. Solid, beautiful, patient goal from Zegras, of course. I think the guy who scored first for Sharks was Logan Couture, the captain.
Yep. Yeah.
Couture. I like him. Care. Whatever. Everyone was booing Zegers as he went in for his shot too. I was pissed. First of all, Zegers took his sweet ass time coming around and just like hit it in like it was absolutely nothing. And I was like, see, that is why you're on the cover of Chill.
Probably because of the hit that he had done earlier, I guess. And some guy was mad about it.
I don't even know. But honestly, who cares? Honestly, he was like having a good time. He was smiling the whole time.
Well, I mean, why they were booing him.
Oh, that probably. I thought you meant one slow. I was like, nah, he's just doing it for the sake of it. And I love it.
No. Why they were booing him.
Yeah.
And then
the other player missed it. And then Troy Terry.
Yeah.
Man who can never do me wrong. Takes it home. Ducks win.
Yeah.
That was a very long-winded explanation, but I got so excited about it. So
it was good. It was exciting. But it's just frustrating as to like the Ducks. I'm sorry, they really need Drysdale. It's like
do, and that I feel like should they have had him, they may like it may not have been that close of a game. You know,
fact that it was that close of a game actually kind of surprises me.
No, it should not have been.
I will say, like, just from what I've been observing. Because I haven't been able to watch a whole lot of games these last couple weeks, but just from what I've been observing, like notifications wise, Sharks have been doing okay and Ducks have kind of not been. So I'm like,
it's hard.
It's
really not how I expected it to go.
It's frustrating to see because I hate the Sharks.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm glad the Ducks like pulled out that win, but like that really could have gone another way and that would have sucked. I would not have been doing to have seen that.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, I keep coughing.
Yeah,
that was my big game of the week.
Yeah, that one was exciting. That was exciting.
Shouldn't have been, but it was.
Yeah, no, that really should not have been as exciting as it was. But also, I mean,
on our Instagram poll, someone voted for Sharks to win. And I was like, and I know the person, I was immediately like, oh, fuck you.
Hell no.
I was about to send him a message, be like, go home. He lives in Cali. That's why.
Well, so the other thing about them that night, I shared a meme that the NHL, I think it was NHL that posted about the Kraken.
Call an ambulance, but not for me. That is literally your favorite fucking thing.
Oh yeah. I say that
when you're rallying.
That's me rallying, is call an ambulance, but not for me.
You did that last Christmas, and I will never forget it because I screamed at it.
It was so fucking funny.
It was hilarious. Anyways.
I have said it before, and I'll probably continue to say it. Kraken have been surprising me. And Veneers scored the game winner against the Flames. Here's the other thing. Kraken game winner against the Flames?
I don't know. This league's on crack.
Shocking. This league is on crack. This is giving crackhead energy. This is like so
Crackin' head energy. I'm tired. I had to say it. I'm sorry. It was right there.
And you'll like this. Veneer scored the game winner. It was assisted by Jordan Eberle.
Yes.
We love him.
Our Isles daddy's alive and well.
What surprised me about this was what I just read recently. So ESPN did another one of those awards watch voting things.
Oh God, I'm about to get fired up.
You are. Mm. So obviously Trophy Watch is a thing. All of like their people voted on all the trophies for the end of the season. And one of those was obviously the Calder. And guess who wasn't in the top spot?
I'm fucking pissed. I am so mad right now.
I'm so mad.
I'm way too full of rage this early in the morning.
Beniers is having a fucking stellar season, and you're telling me that some guy from the Senators named Shane Pinto is going to take the top spot over Beniers? Which, okay, looking at his stats, I was like, all right, fine, fair.
No.
But.
You're going to give it to some dude named after a fucking bean? No.
Hell no. And not even Owen Power to have the other top spot too. Like literally both of them.
I'm pissed.
I was shocked.
That pissed me off this morning. Before we started recording.
Yeah.
Oh God.
This is flop behavior on ESPN, frankly.
honestly.
I won't give them flop of the week, but this is flop behavior.
Award voters, flop behavior.
Flop behavior. I was surprised.
We all know who I'm looking at now.
I was, yeah.
We all know.
I was shocked, frankly, devastated, to say the least. Like, I just know that.
I've never heard of Shane Pinto before this morning.
I literally had not heard the name.
This is literally Trevor Zegras, like, war flashbacks for me.
Yeah, no kidding. Can I also just say, hold on, I need to go back and find my predictions for the season because
You said Maddie B for the caller.
I know I did. Okay, but I also, yeah. Most forgettable team? Senators.
Dude, I don't even think they have ownership right now. Like, the team itself is up for sale.
When I read that article, I dead ass, first thought in my head was, oh my God, I forgot the Senators were a team. I dead ass.
Do that to Brady Tkachuk, our favorite middle child.
I literally thought that. I was everyone like, oh my God.
Brady. Everyone except Brady.
Everyone except him. And apparently Shane Pinto.
Shane Pinto can fuck off right now.
Underrated. I won't say forgettable. Just underrated to the point where that was not even on the radar. Not even remotely close to being on my radar. So I guess now I have to watch more Senators games.
I'm not thrilled. I'll be honest. I'm not thrilled.
I could.
Golden Knights are playing the Senators today.
Yeah, I just saw that. We're literally playing them tonight.
I was like, oh, it'll be fun.
I think that'll be a good game. I'm sad that it starts at 4.
I know. I'm like, I can't go like out to eat and watch it now.
I know. I have to go to work. Anyways.
I'll still be at work.
I will be too. But yeah, I'm surprised. I still think Beniers is going to get the Calder. I'm still calling that. But if this turns into another Zegras,
I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
I'm going to be so mad. I am going to be so mad. The names that they had down
last time.
Yeah. The names that they had down for winning the Calder surprised me, to say the least. If it's not between, it really for me is between Beniers and Power. Good luck to Pinto. Wish him the best. Who is she? I guess I'll be watching tonight.
I don't even know what he looks like.
No, I literally couldn't tell you who this kid. It literally is giving me last year vibes. Me suddenly, I'm like, who the hell is the cider kid?
Oh, God bless him. He looks like every other hockey bitch.
Okay. They all look like hockey bitches.
I know, but he just does. I'm confused.
Frankly.
Sorry, I just had to do this. He's drafted 32nd overall in 2019 to the Senators. He is American.
So is Beniers.
I know.
Power
isn't. That's what we were talking about beforehand.
Power's from Ontario.
Yeah.
He just looks like a hockey bed.
Yeah. That's the only way to put it. Sure, you're a great dude. Cool.
Yeah,
he deserves the Calder.
As of right now,
give it to Maddie.
I stand by that, and I will continue to stand by that. Other milestones. And speaking of Owen Power, still with Sabres, right? Anyways, speaking of the Sabres, Jeff Skinner got his 300th goal.
He's like walking sunshine. He is adorable.
I'm just happy that.
And apparently, he's also really fucking awesome at hockey. Duh.
Oh, but yeah,
we knew that.
300 goals. I mean, that's
exciting.
That's crazy.
It's exciting.
All right. Well, let's hit the news stuff now, because there's been a Hockey Canada update.
All right. We have a gotta stretch it out. There's been a Hockey Canada update. Finally.
I'll let you take the wheel on this one.
I love it. Okay. So last week we were going to bring this up, but decided against it because there wasn't really anything else to it. Last week, Hockey Canada announced that they were waiving their player fees after it was exposed for going to this separate fund for like
dealing with sexual assault cases.
Dealing with sexual assault cases or sexual abuse cases for settlements. I was like, I was trying to figure out the term that they use, but I don't remember it. So fuck it. That. So they waived their player fees about a week ago. That's where that money comes from. And now it has finally been exposed to the public that the fund itself used for settlements for sexual abuse and sexual assault, the fund was at $143 million. And that has grown from only $21 million in 2003 to $143 million now.
That's nuts.
It's so fucked up. That's where Hockey Canada's player fees have been directly going to.
Yeah.
And also their financial audits from 2004 to 2021 were released. So you can go read them at the Globe and Mail online.
Oh boy.
If you fucking imagine not knowing that's where your fucking fees are going to.
As a parent,
I would lose my shit. I'd pull my kids immediately.
Those player fees, just from what I've heard, are so expensive.
Yeah.
And you're asking,
how do you think it got to $143 million this fast?
Yeah. You're asking
20 years.
Families, hardworking fucking families to pay.
American families?
No, I said hardworking fucking families.
I thought I heard American. I was like, they're in Canada.
Hardworking families.
Yes.
To pay these ridiculous fees. Just to play a sport, which already, like, why? And then you're going to claim to be a nonprofit organization. And then put all of this money, which, like, yeah, because of their classification, they weren't taxed on any of that money.
No.
They also don't have to count that as profit. So they're still technically a nonprofit organization. Okay. And then you're going to turn around and use that money for settlements?
It's
sickening.
Because it's like you're trusting so many people. They're trusting this organization to like teach their kids and to take care of their kids. And like, think about the situation.
This is the example you're setting?
Well, yeah, that too. But also think of the situation when all this happened those years ago.
Yeah.
Those like underage kids were completely... damn near unsupervised by these people.
Yeah.
And as sad as that is, like it did in part lead to what happened with this girl. And now all of this is still, and honestly, good for her for not fucking backing down.
Oh yeah.
Proud of her. But
what also
a parent, I would not trust.
What also got me was the fact that their investments have grown as well. Yeah. So I just once again, I'm like, you're a nonprofit organization, but here you are investing money and you have $143 million in the bank. Like, what? Well,
and this was the fund that they claimed to like have never touched since like, what was it, 80s or 90s? Like a long ass time ago.
Sure.
Long ass. Not, you know what I mean? Relatively speaking, it's been like, and they claim to not have touched it. It's like, you're secretly adding these player fees over here because you're like, well, this kind of stuff happens. They pop up all the time. It's like, okay, even if they do.
Fix that problem. Let's talk about that.
Let's go there first.
Yeah.
Root of the problem. But then you're going to just have this whole fucking thing racked up.
Just
for when it happens. Bro, it should not be happening for starters. Like, and like we said this before, obviously we do live in the real world and that's the sad reality is that stuff like this happens. We're not stupid. We're not oblivious, sadly, but there's a way to handle.
This was the way to not handle.
Fund of your player fees at $143 million just for fucking sexual abuse, like settlements, just to sweep it under and just pay people off. Like, what on earth?
I
It's fucking mind-blowing. Like, it keep, and it, we keep talking about how fucking crazy it is because it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I was like, there really is no other word other than it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
I can't.
It really is. So if you want to take a deeper dive into that yourself, the Globe and Mail has released all of the financial audits from 2004 to 2021. You can literally download them, read them. They're free to you now.
It's crazy. So this is, here's like a quote from her. So this fund that has 143 million is termed net funding reserves, right? These funds have been built up year over year by annual surpluses. For a nonprofit, it's really, for a nonprofit, it's really profitable. It's literally what Kate Bahen, managing director of Charity Intelligence Canada, said. She told the Globe that.
I saw that quote and I was like, fuck, man, like more sneaky than you could ever expect.
Literally. I mean, the more I read that, yeah, the organization's investments also increased dramatically, rising from 8.4 million in 2003.
How do we dive into this? It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just
8.4 million in 2003 to 118 million in 2021. Like, what? How are you growing that exponentially in only 18 years?
It's crazy.
How? I just can't. It's
yeah.
It's thievery. It's disgusting, frankly.
It's dishonest as well. Like, you're leading these families to believe that you're going to take care of their kids.
Safe organization,
like appropriate leadership. You're going to teach them life lessons along with hockey. Like, there's so many different aspects of it that, like, as a parent, you would think this is a good idea.
But now I would love
out. I'm like, holy shit.
I would love to look up and read their like player guidelines and see like
what it is.
I know I want to, because I just want to know what they're like saying that they're like expecting of their players versus what they're doing as an organization. Yeah. That would be very interesting. But that's completely unrelated.
Because, you know, all companies have like a mission statement or like a focus or something like that. That those are like the most often terms.
Yep.
About what they're about, the things they support or the attitudes they support. I'm glad you brought that up, because now I'm like, what the fuck?
I know. We should look that up for next time.
Oh, absolutely.
Oof.
I can't forget this shit.
I just would love to compare that. Cause like, what is it that you're saying? Like, parents,
it's fucked.
Not saying that they were easily gullible in this.
No, but
parents are not easily gullible, but
big as Hockey Canada.
Yeah. Like, they got,
they're legitimate.
Fooled.
They help people have careers. Like, they've been proven to do that.
Yeah.
You know, results speak for themselves, I will say. But no one really knew about this. Like, what the fuck? I wonder if parents of like people who were on teams before this happened.
Yeah.
I want to know what they're like, people who are in the NHL now who are part of Hockey Canada. I want to know their
now.
Like, it's so big.
Crazy. All right. Well, I don't want to keep it too Debbie Downer anymore.
Anyways,
onward and upward. Did you have any news that you wanted to share?
It's not really news, but there was a sign of life for Barzi and Tito's friendship.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Finally, because Barzi's a fucking idiot and he's still like a total teenage boy at heart.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm glad that Islanders rallied.
Yeah.
And at least
no,
and showing some personality.
I saw it on fucking Twitter, because apparently he was just flipping pucks like to himself, like on a stick and stuff. And he turns, Barzi does, turns to Tito and goes, hey, watch this. Flips it so far up, it almost hits the fucking Jumbotron. And then gets back down, almost catches it. And apparently he's just like, they're just like laughing to themselves. I was like, wow, okay, you know what? I'll take it.
I'm just happy
to see. That seems like the old them. So I'm like, okay, great.
I'm just happy to see some personality. Again, like, I feel like we lost personality as a human race.
As Matt Barzal.
Yeah. But just like overall, like, I feel like the personality has just been lost. So I'm glad to see at least some.
Like, I want to see it. He, like, what happened to the Matt Barzell that was like
funny?
Yes, but singing Justin Bieber alone in a hotel room and
funny,
having a great time. What happened? Hey. Where is he? Bring him back.
I don't know.
Bring him back.
The only other thing that I wanted to say, which was my secondary surprise of the week, was the Coyotes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Coyotes.
I forgot we talked about this.
Okay. I'm actually, like, I kind of love that this all happened.
It's really funny. Like, it's kind of fucked up.
It's kind of fucked up.
They're trying to make the best of things.
They really are. And the quote that I have here is sadly adorable. Like, I feel so bad. But, okay, so Coyotes obviously are no longer playing in Gila River Arena anymore. Like, that is... done.
Gila River was annoying anyways.
Gila River sucked.
We went there once and we were like, this is all around really fucking...
It was really bad experience. But anyway. So they're no longer playing there. To my knowledge, there's talks of an arena being built for them in Tempe, which is cool, but I don't think that's been approved yet. And there's supposed to be like some meeting in, I want to say, December. They've got a long time before they're going to be playing anywhere else other than Mullet Arena. This name kills me.
You can't make this shit up. Like, this, you really can't.
This name cracks me up. And so I'll give you the story behind why it's called that. So it's named for a family whose financial backing helped ASU reach D1 status in 2014.
Love that. Love that for them.
Thank you. Thank you to the Mullets. They,
is that really their last name?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I would die.
Or they chose it.
I would marry out of that family so quickly.
Yeah. But that's what I'm calling them. That's what I'm saying. So this arena was for ASU, right? And ASU needed a new arena bad. Oh my God. It was disgusting. And it was rough.
It was rough.
Quite literally, like, if you were sitting in the last row of ASU's arena, your head would be like this close to the ceiling. So it was really rough.
Funny. It's funny too, because we have a friend, like, of a friend who plays at ASU.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
A friend who plays at ASU. And so, seeing all this, I'm just thinking about him and I'm like, wow.
Yeah. So
they must be really going through it.
They finally, Coyotes were on the road for all of their preseason and regular season up until the 28th.
Yeah.
Finally, they played at home. It was their Halloween night, I want to say. And they gave all of the fans wigs, mullets for the home opener. And they had like sweatbands that said like "Go Coyotes, go" or something like that. And
like, had to be losing his fucking mind.
Oh my God, I bet. I really hope they shipped one to Biz, because I'm like, please, like,
yeah, they.
I need to see Biz wearing that.
I know.
It was so funny.
So was on brand.
4,600 fans were in attendance that night, which, get this, is considered a sellout by NCAA standards. That was considered a sellout in the NCAA-sized rink, is what this says.
Good old NCAA.
I can't. I was
so good. It's so
laughing.
Good.
So the arena itself, like the rink and the stands, all that. The arena is finished. What's not finished is the annex, which has like all the training facilities, has the locker rooms, has the visiting locker rooms, all of that.
Amazing.
So their home opener was against the Jets. And there's a quote from one of the players that was like, it was really weird going into a locker room and like taking off your shoes. And obviously, literally they set up temporary locker rooms on another ice rink.
Like, you can't write this stuff.
He literally, this player was like, yeah, it was weird because my feet were cold, but it was cool because, like, we're the first people, like, playing in this new arena. So, like, that was sick. I was like, oh, babes.
trying to make the best of things.
Literally trying to make the best of things. I will say though, Coyotes players, they've been really making the best of this situation, good, which I kind of love.
Good for them.
So I have this quote here from forward Christian Fisher. And I thought this was sweet. So they lost their home opener.
Oh God, just to really put the nail in it.
Just to really put the nail. It was close though. God. Let me pull up the score here real quick. It was close, which I thought, I was like, oh, okay. What day was that? The 28th. It was 3-2. So that's not bad.
Okay.
And it went into overtime.
Oh.
So like.
Okay. That makes it a little bit better. You said L and I was like, oh God, hard loss.
Yotes fought for that one. So this quote was right after. He said, tough way to end it, et cetera, et cetera. He said a little bit more, but I'm skipping ahead. He said, but I thought the energy of the crowd was great. Something that we've missed as players, especially guys that have been here for a while.
It's so sad too, because you know that especially the guys who've been on the team for fucking ages, you know, they could easily like be dicks about this whole situation.
Yeah, they really could.
It's like they're used to really nice facilities and nice locker rooms and training, like everything. They could easily like.
Listen, I lived in Arizona for a short time. I will say like Arizona fan bases as a whole, for just like their major sports. Well, okay, I don't know about baseball, actually. I didn't go to any of the baseball games. But as a whole, there just isn't a fan base there. Like, there is, but it's not like Philadelphia. It's not like Pittsburgh. It's not like Vegas. That's
kind of, you brought up baseball. That is kind of how the Diamondbacks are. It's like they have a few diehard, but it's more of a casual kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, unless they're really fucking like in the World Series or in playoffs or something, like they're not gonna.
And it's sad. I did, like, I remember I went to a Suns game and basketball, and I was like
you lost me there.
And not really a strong fan base. I never made it to a Diamondbacks game, but like tickets for students were $5. So like, and they would give away like merchandise. Like, they were giving this shit away. Yeah.
That I didn't know. That just proves my whole point. I only know because like I'm a Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
And those tickets can get really fucking expensive.
Yeah, no.
And so like thinking of comparison, and like we've played the Diamondbacks a lot, looking at all that, like even on the TV, it's like, there's not a lot of people there.
I know. And that I'm telling you, I literally never made it to a game because I think my sister did. And she was like, dude, they're really not worth it.
And Matt has a Diamondback shirt. And I was like, where'd you get this? He's like, I don't know.
I'm telling you.
And that's what I was like, are you kidding me? He's like, no, I think someone gave it to me.
Well, and then think about too, we went to Golden Knights versus Coyotes game in Arizona.
Yeah, we did. Miserable.
Knights fans blew Coyotes fans out of the water in terms of attendance. Like
home games.
Might as well have been a Knights home game, except it was COVID and that couldn't happen.
And there were zero fans. We got yelled at for like eating with our masks hanging over one ear. We got yelled at our wallets. It was a lot.
It's crazy, but there just is not a very strong fan base in Arizona. But now I'm like,
I'm glad that I know it goes across all the sports now.
Yeah.
Like, cause I didn't know about basketball either.
Oh yeah. And, it just makes me like 4,600 people showed up for their home opener.
God bless them.
And I mean, that was a sellout. I actually am like curious now. I'm like, I wonder how hard it might be to get tickets. Cause I'm like, there's not many.
Road trip.
There's not many. So
a whole Yotes episode soon.
Yeah.
Imagine.
So that was all I had on that. I think that's fun. I'm glad that the players are kind of getting more like crowd energy. I think since they are in a smaller arena, maybe it seems a little bit more like the place is packed and seems like you can actually like feel the crowd energy. I don't know.
That's kind of sad. Like, you obviously, we're going to laugh at it. And I don't mean to sound like a dick, but also it's like, damn, that's sad.
I probably sound like a dick. I frankly, I don't care. They just need better fans.
Yeah, that too. That too, for sure.
I mean, the fact that Arizona...
Biz, but sadly, Biz is not enough.
The fact that Arizona had teams before we did, like Vegas did.
I know.
They even here we are
before we did.
Yeah, I know. This is what I'm saying. I'm like, they literally had Phil Kessel before
they we did. They fumbled the bag with Phil Kessel, let me just say.
Like, fully fumbled.
And
so that's my thoughts on that. I think it's cute. I think it's kind of sad. Good
choice.
I think it's kind of adorable, though. I'm like, yay, 4,600 fans.
I know. It's like, aw.
Like, good for those fans.
That's like one section of T-Mobile.
I was like, that. We get like 20,000, but that's cool.
Damn.
Close to 18,000.
Wait, 18 is it, right? It's like 17 or 18. Yeah.
18 is typically the most that I see. 18
and some change.
Yep. Anyways, they're so cute.
Just they fill up just the upper bowl.
Literally. Not even, they wouldn't even fill up the lower bowl with that.
No, they wouldn't. God bless.
God bless them. Well, wishing them the best. Oh, and that, so the other cool, funny thing that I thought, so the annex and the locker rooms are still being built.
God bless. That's so fucking funny.
They're only playing, I think, now two more home games, possibly three. Two to three more home games. No, like right now.
Oh, and then, I was like, what?
Right now. So they're going to play a couple more home games. And then they're going on a 14 game road trip. But just let me just, so they're the locker rooms in the annex, that's not going to be, that's slated to be finished in like December, right? So they're not going to be back home until at least December, right?
Honestly, okay.
But think about this, come the new year, they're going to have a shit ton of home games. They're going to,
they're probably so excited to stay home for a little bit.
I know. That's going to be so nice for them. But, like, that's got to be exciting to have home ice advantage for a good stretch of time. Like,
I think it'll do them good.
And if they're selling out crowds, like.
Not the air quotes.
I mean.
Damn.
I'm excited for them. I hope that they pull it together and.
Yeah.
Win some. They're just, to me, they're so cute.
No, it's like, damn, you guys really are trying.
Trying their damnedest.
Really putting themselves out there.
Yeah. Well, that's it for this week.
I know.
That was fun.
Probably a lot more than we had to talk about than we wrote down, but I don't know.
Probably because we spent the first half just talking about our weekend.
Dude, honestly, worth talking about. That was a fucking night.
That was a night.
And then what really solidified it was both of us on FaceTime for like an hour and a half the next morning.
Yeah.
Both of us driving.
I was
so proud of us. I'm like, wow, we're grown up.
We did it.
We're going to real jobs. Separately. Yeah. Alive. After a night like that. So proud.
And we now crushed it. Now we're well, here. Until next week.
I know.
Until next week.
Follow us on social media. We are at @_hockeygirls, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that good stuff. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible. Am I missing anything? Oh, and of course, as always, this podcast is not affiliated with any NHL or AHL organization. Boom. Did I get it all? Look at
me. You got it all, bitch.
Oh, she's awake now.
She's awake. She's alive.
You should have seen me when I logged on here. I looked half dead.
Oh my God. Homegirl was still asleep.
My brain was not working.
No. But yeah. Okay.
Picked it in a half.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.